Last week, we talked seriously about our church. We talked about churches across the world. We talked about why coming to church is important to us as individuals, but also to the Christian faith and what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. But part of what we're doing today is taking a real look at what the future of Highland Park means. I realize that talking about change is really hard. I look back at things that we've gone through in this church, and we've really struggled with how it would affect us. Sometimes it was difficult, and sometimes we worried a lot. But we can now look back and see the good in the change. I think about when we decided to leave the Southern Baptist Convention. We decided that because this church believed that women could be called into ministry. I think about when we decided to leave the model of the deacon board and move to a service model. I have churches all the time calling to ask, "How did you do that?" Because they look at Highland Park as a better way to do church. We're talking about a rather big change. But at this point, we're talking. Yes, you see it on the bulletin because we wanted you to get the feel, but nothing's been decided. We do that together as a church. I feel like the most important thing for me to share with you to start with is what Highland Park, in my mind, has been and will always be. What it is historically and what it will continue to be. And the first thing, Gary, if you'll go forward one, is a place of Bible freedom. That means for every person who walks through the doors of this church, they are free and encouraged to study the scripture and to make up their own mind on what the scripture is saying to them and how the scripture is to impact their lives. Yes, I stand here week after week, and I look at the scripture, and I talk about what the scripture means to me. And most of you know I spend a lot of time reading other thoughts about scripture. And some of you agree with me on some things, and some of you may not. And that's okay. That's your right as part of this congregation. I encourage you to be a part of a Bible study group where you can discuss your thoughts. And together, through that, we learn and we grow. We don't have to agree on everything. We just need to be willing to allow each other the same freedom that we have, to believe in our own individual way and to question along the way and to share in a safe environment. The second thing is soul freedom. Every person in this church can deal with God directly. No one is asked to sign a creed. You don't have to go through the clergy to approach God. You have the freedom to talk to God in your own way, in your own time, and God can and does speak directly to you. I will seek to encourage your relationship to God in every way that I can, but I won't tell you how to be in relationship with God. I won't tell you how or when or where to speak to God or what to say. You're your own priest, and I believe in that freedom with every fiber of my being. The third is church freedom. Highland Park will continue to be a place of church freedom, and that means that those of us who make up this church, through whatever way we determine is appropriate, those people make the decisions of the church. No national organization will tell us what we must be, or who can be a part of us, or how we must act. This freedom has changed through the years with many other churches who call themselves Baptist. there was a determination in the Southern Baptist Convention that the denomination could make certain rules and that the church must follow those rules. That went against everything that this church believed. And so we stepped out of that organization. That also means that as pastor, I won't tell you what we will do as a church. If you individually ask me a question, I may give you my opinion, but I'm not calling the shots. I am a member of this congregation. I am one vote. I will do my best to facilitate discussions, to lead us through discussions, but each one of you have a voice. And no, we won't always agree, but we can listen to one another. And we can attempt to make decisions lovingly, respecting each other through the process. And then the last is religious freedom. We will continue to be a church where religious freedom is practiced. That means that I won't stand here and tell you how you should vote, how you should respond to things in our government. We will maintain a healthy separation of our church and our state. I might recommend that you go vote so that you have a voice in this community, but it's your voice, not mine. That doesn't mean that I don't think it's important for you to be involved in this community, in this world. That doesn't mean that I don't want you to be a part of social issues. It's the exact opposite. I think God calls us to be a part of the world. And it's important for us to seek out ways to do justice and to look out for those who are disenfranchised. But I won't tell you how you have to do that. Yes, you might see me standing at the Capitol seeking justice for those I believe are being treated unfairly. Again, we might not agree, but I hope you'll do the same thing. And when you see an injustice that you believe in, you'll stand up. All of these things are the basic distinctives that the Baptist faith was founded on. The problem is that these freedoms have not been honored by Baptist churches around our country. And because of the things done in the name of Baptist, many people won't even give us a chance to walk through these doors and see that we're different. I started reading a book, and I'm not very far into it, so I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. But the book is called Tired of Apologizing for a Church I Don't Belong to. Well, I'm tired of apologizing for being a Baptist when I'm not that kind of Baptist. I have for at least 37 years said, I'm not that kind of Baptist. I'm the original type of Baptist, and people just look at me like I'm crazy. Well, unless a person was a Baptist 40 or so years ago, they don't understand these freedoms. So when the council began once again discussing the fact that they felt like we might need to look at our name, and when I read the research that said denominational affiliations was one reason that young people were avoiding church, I began to think the council's right. I'm tired of Highland Park being compared to churches who tell people that they aren't welcome, who inflict rules and creeds on their members, churches who say you can't be called by God for whatever reason, or churches who say you have to believe this or that, or churches who say the pastor is the final say. So today, Rusty's going to share with you some thoughts, and then Hannah, as our chair of outreach and communications, is going to share with you what the council's been working on. We'll give you time following worship when we're in SAP Hall. We'll give you time to talk about this. We're not going to rush this. We'll talk and listen and be respectful of one another. That's how we do church. So I encourage you to listen, to be open, and to really be in prayer as we go through this process. We are called by God. I talked about that last week, and it's going to be our theme all through Lent. We're called by God, and part of our responsibility as Christians is to share that call in this world. So as we go through this process, may we seek the best way for us to share our call in this community and in this world. Rusty, will you come share with us?